Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. Now in our 24th year, thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Dr. Bill Duckerberg is here. He's been hanging out with us now for coming up on 21 years, Chief Economist for the NFIB, and the NFIB Index of Small Business Optimism is the landmark seminal work that he has produced now for almost a half a century, and it is the holy grail of small business reporting. Bill, thanks again for being here. Thanks for your awesome work. As we wrap things up, as you look forward, you're like me. You've been to town more than once. You've been around the block a couple of times. You've seen a lot of stuff. In your career, have you ever seen a January kick off a new year where the confluence of forces and circumstances compared to anything like we're having right now?
Absolutely not. You know, nothing like it. And that's unfortunate, again, because of the environment that creates about where we think the future is going to go, and that drives our decisions about starting businesses or not, expanding our business, investing, hiring, all those things are adversely impacted by this kind of an environment.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no question about it. And when you
policy throw in... outlook is just terrible for small businesses. Look at all the things the government's promising to do. It's not positive for small business. Good for big business. Those guys in California, they're happy.
That's the thing, see. And this is the thing, see. Bill, years ago, and I think you and I've talked about this years ago. I mean, over a decade ago, I started calling I started pointing out to people that Russia doesn't have a franchise. They don't own the franchise on oligarchs. We have oligarchs here in America. Wall Street and Silicon Valley are oligarchs, and
yep,
they're rent seekers. And there's never been a more blatant and transparent unveiled evidence of that oligarchy and that rent seeking and that power demonstration than what happened in November, December, and especially this weekend. What do you think?
Absolutely. You know, they're confirming that old the truth of that old adage that absolute power corrupts. Absolutely.
Yes.
And these people got the power, and they're going to protect their position now and make sure that nobody can succeed like they succeeded.
And don't you think that the fact that they are willing to do what they did out in front of us in the open, that tells you that they think, well, we now have the power. We can do what we want to do. Don't you think they're saying that to us?
Well, they got the Biden administration and the Department of Justice that they don't have to worry about.
Yeah. Yeah. And
that's
and,
the problem.
But what's scary, Bill, and I think I mean, folks, this is what we're talking about. This is not right-wing propaganda. We're talking about the real things that are happening. What's scary to me, Bill, is this is the best thing that could have happened to China. They don't have to beat us. We're defeating ourselves. What do you think?
That's right. Well, we're taking ourselves down from the inside rather than from the outside. And, of course, we're weakening ourselves, our resolve, our focus, our energy. We're weakening ourselves, and so that means they'll be able to go do what they want to do, knowing that we won't be able to get our act together and agree to do anything. And
do you
that's
agree,
not good.
Do you agree with me that people need to realize that what's going on right now, today, is not just, you know, I remember when we moved from Clinton to Bush, then we moved from Bush to Obama, and then from Obama to Trump, you know, we probably all could say, well, okay, we changed power. That, you know, that happens in America, that'll be all right. This time really is unlike anything. This shift is unlike anything that's ever happened before, I think. Don't you?
Yeah, well, certainly nothing in modern times anyway.
Yeah. We're as polarized as we've been since 1860. Are you worried about that?
Yeah, and government policies are oriented toward dividing us more and more focus on our differences, you know.
Yeah.
If you're not the right color, you're not going to be taken care of. If you're the wrong color, you will be discriminated against.
President-elect Biden basically said exactly what Bill just said, folks, in one of his recent speeches. Hey, Bill, good job today. Come back soon. Let's do it again.
Thanks, sir. Keep up the good work.
Dr. Bill Duckenberg, ladies and gentlemen, the awesome Dr. Bill Duckenberg. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.